Introducing the Faith Series, a transformative audio sermon experience crafted by the visionary minds at spiritnerds.org. Each week, we bring you a curated collection of powerful sermons from theologically sound preachers around the globe, delving into diverse topics that address the depths of our spiritual journey. This remarkable series has become a beacon of inspiration, touching the lives of millions of Christians worldwide. From faith-building messages to practical guidance and navigating spiritual matters, the Faith Series is a wellspring of blessing designed to ignite your faith and deepen your relationship with God.
Signs and wonders. I love this little note from Brother Cirillo, and I want to encourage you, get a copy of this. It's free. Come on, somebody say free. You can download the miracle book and the Legacy Center magazine that'll tell you all about what's waiting for you here in San Diego. Just use the link on the Facebook page. I want you to see this note. Brother Cirillo is saying this. He's saying, I'm asking God to meet you at the point of all of your needs and manifest His miracle working power for your every need. Somebody say, God still is in the miracle working business. And somebody say, and I am one with the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. I just want you to put your hands out before the presence of God and just say, God, will you anoint my hands afresh? Will you anoint my life afresh? God, I am a channel of your miracle working power. If you're ready today, I want you to join me in welcoming God's servant, Dr. Morris Cirillo.
Here's where it all starts. This is the basis. I am one with the God of signs and wonders. John 17:5, listen to it. Jesus speaking. Father, glorify thou me with thy own self and with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. 9th verse. You need to read the 8th, the 6th, 7th, 8th, but I'm going to skip over them. The 9th verse. I pray for them, said Jesus. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. I pray for them who shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that we may be one, even as we are one, I in them, thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as you love me. Thank you. make a prophecy to you tonight. In this covenant relationship, God is going to supernaturally provide for the needs of his end time people as he did for the children of Israel. Now, our current spiritual condition doesn't portray this. Because we're too deeply involved in doctrine, churchianity, excuse me, I have nothing against denominations or churches, you know that. But how many of you know that too many of God's people are tied to the doctrines of their church? A church that preaches that the manifestation of what God did in the early church, miracles, signs, and wonders, they say, oh, well, you don't need those things today because they're carnal. Come on. They're loaves and fishes. All they do is gratify the flesh. What did we say a miracle is? A miracle is something that cannot happen by human means. You mind telling me? If God did not intend to continue his manifestation of miracles and signs and wonders, if God intended for it to cease with the early church, why did he put so many promises in this book? That only a divine supernatural intervention of could bring them to pass. There is nothing in the natural mind or the natural ability of man that could bring to pass these promises of God in your life. It will take a divine intervention, a miracle of supernaturalism by a supernatural God to bring them. Tell you something. We're not looking for a day of miracles, are we? Like some of these people say, well, the day of miracles is past. This is not the dispensation of miracles. I don't know what dispensation you live in. I don't know what dispensation the theologians are putting us in. And very frankly, I really don't care. Because we are not serving a day. And we are not serving a doctrine, but personally, you and I, personally, intimately, you and I are not serving times, seasons, dispensations, theologies. We are serving a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, this is very important, beloved. a result of the spiritual blindness that's on our church today concerning signs, concerning wonders, and concerning miracles. And I must tell you, it is true, there is a deep spiritual blindness. 95%, and I don't think that's exaggerated, 95% of so-called Christians are not looking to God today for His supernatural provisions. They're looking to their jobs. They're looking to the doctors. They're looking to all the natural elements that are around them. There are very few Christians alive today that are living in a rhythm of spiritual life where God is their total source. You see, beloved, it's not easy. It's easy to shout. It's easy to jump, it's easy to praise God, but it's not easy to live where you put your complete trust in God. Why do you have to get on your bed with cancer before you realize that the only true power that can reach out and help you is God? Prophecy. God is going to have a people. Oh, come on. And a new rhythm of miracle power, signs and wonders living is coming to God's end time people. Thus saith the Lord. God uses signs. He uses wonders. He uses miracles to teach. What is He wanting to teach us? He's wanting to teach us to depend upon Him. He doesn't want us to trust in the arm of flesh, irregardless of what it is. He wants a people who will put their 100% trust in Him. Do you remember in these 10 reasons that Brother Srila gave us, that God gave to us, of why God works through signs and wonders? One, was to instill fear. Deuteronomy 4, 34 through 36. Let me read this to you. God entered into a covenant with the people of Israel. Now I tell you in the name of Jesus that through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God has given to you and I a covenant relationship now. It doesn't do away with the old covenant. It just builds on that and establishes in us a stronger tie, a stronger relationship, a more powerful relationship than Moses or Abraham or Isaac or Jacob ever had with God, because now through Jesus Christ we have something they could never claim. We are one. Put your hand up and say, I am one. With the God of signs and wonders and miracles. Let me read Deuteronomy 4, 34 and 36. Moses speaks to the children of Israel as they're preparing to go into the promised land. He says, has God ever tried to go and take for himself a nation from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors? This is the big question. Has God ever tried to do this? Moses says to the children of Israel, as they're ready to go into the promised land, as the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes, to you it was shown that you might realize and have personal knowledge. Somebody say, God uses signs and wonders to teach. Say it again. Say it again. To you, it was shown that you might realize and have personal knowledge that the Lord is God, that there is no other beside him. Out of the heaven he made you hear his voice, that he might correct, that he might discipline, that he might admonish. Somebody say, God uses signs and wonders to teach us to depend on him. He made you to see his great fire. You heard his words out of the midst of the fire. God's purpose in manifesting these signs and wonders was to teach. Remember what we said? Signs and wonders will provide the evidence. God purposely hardened Pharaoh's heart. I will harden Pharaoh's heart. He shall follow after them. I will be honored upon Pharaoh. I will be honored upon all his hosts. The Egyptians also will know that I am the Lord. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. The heart of Pharaoh and of his servant was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? See, they were happy to let them go. After God hardened their heart, they said, we made a mistake. See, they were carrying out of Egypt treasures that were absolutely astonishing. Silver, gold. Why have we let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and he took his people. 600 chosen chariots, all the chariots of Egypt, captains. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand, and the Egyptians pursued after them. All the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen, his army, they overtook the Israelites encamping by the sea. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. Behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they became sore afraid. What happened was they got their eyes on their circumstance. You ever see this plaque? These were words that God gave to Brother Cyril. When facing one of the biggest challenges of building out an army and reaching this world for God, in a hotel room in Washington, D.C., the Spirit of God came upon me. God said, get your pen out, Morris, and write. I got my pen out and I started to write. God said to me, don't look to the bigness of your need. Look to the bigness of your God. Your circumstances are hindrances to seeing my abilities. If you keep your eyes on your circumstance, the devil will use your circumstance to defeat you and to accuse the Word of God, the written and the living Word. Your victory is in keeping your eyes on the bigness of your God and His ability. He has promised to take you step by step by step, not all at once. And each step will be a miracle. Thank you. their eyes on the Egyptians. Look at them. We can see them. You know the first thing the enemy wants to do when your circumstances get difficult? He wants you to use your circumstance to accuse God. But you put this down in your little book, the book of your mind and the book of your heart. The devil's a liar. And I tell you in the name that's above every name that God wants to use your circumstances to manifest himself to you. The children of Israel lifted up their eyes. And behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Look, we're going to be killed. How easy it is to forget. How easy it is. You took us out of Egypt. Is not this the word that we told you in Egypt? See, it's not easy, people. It's not easy. We're talking about coming into miracle power living. It's not easy. It's not easy to see past the natural and to get a breakthrough to see into the supernatural. It's not easy. It's not easy. See, what do you see when you look at your circumstance? What do you see? They surely didn't see anything but death. That they were going to be killed, that they were going to be slaughtered. The armies of the Egyptians were here and they were going to annihilate them. There was no hope. They forgot the promise of God. They were looking at their natural circumstances. What are you doing? Are you forgetting the promises? Are you looking at your natural circumstances? Moses said unto the people, fear not. Manifestation of true faith is present when the absence of fear takes place. Moses saw the Egyptians as well as they did. What did he know? He knew that those Egyptians were there by divine appointment. He knew those Egyptians weren't there because they wanted to be there. They were there because God hardened their heart and drew them there for another manifestation of his power. Moses said, stand still. Don't have a nervous breakdown. Look the enemy in the face. Don't be afraid. Stand still. And when you do, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. He will show to you today. Oh, glory to God. Say, today is the day of salvation. To you today, the Egyptians whom you have seen, you will see them again no more. Get ready. When I get rid of the enemy, brother, you're never gonna see them again. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Don't talk to me about what I've already told you. There's something about God. He doesn't like vain repetition. Heathen are vain babblers. God is not a vain babbler. He speaks and it's done. He speaks and he wants you to believe it. He doesn't want you to go over it and 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 over it. I like another translation from the Living Bible. You know what it says? You know what God said to Moses? How the Living Bible translates this 15th verse. God said to Moses, quit praying and get the people moving. What are you standing here for? This isn't the time to pray. This is the time to go. March out. Glory to God. How many of you got your credentials? Yeah. Lift up the name of Jesus. Quit praying and get going. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up your rod. Stretch your hand out over the sea and divide it. Children of Israel are going to go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. But I'm going to harden the hearts of those Egyptians. Watch what's going to happen. They're going to think that they can do what you do. 17th verse. I will get me honor. Oh, glory. Upon Pharaoh and all of his host, upon his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know what? That I am the Lord God. Somebody say to teach. God uses signs, wonders, miracles to teach us. How to depend on Him. the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. And it gave light by night, so that one came not near the other all night. It blinded the Egyptians and at the same time gave light to the Israelites. Somebody say, teach. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, made the sea dry land. The children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. We don't have time to talk about it, because we're getting to another important point. One of the greatest miracles of the opening of the Red Sea was the drying up of the land, so that they could walk upon the bottom of that sea. The children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued, went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud. Where did the Lord look from? From the heavens? Where? From the pillar of fire and of the cloud. God said, Moses, when you go, he said, I'm going to be with you. He was there. He said, I promise I'll never leave you. I promise I'll never forsake you. He is here. He's with us. Doesn't make any difference what our circumstances are. He is right here. And they took off their chariot wheels. The Egyptians did, as they were in the midst of the walls of the Red Sea. And they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians and upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared, the Egyptians fled against it. The Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. The waters returned, covered the chariots, covered the horsemen, covered the host of Pharaoh. And there wasn't so much as one of these Egyptians left. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did. And the people feared. God does signs and wonders and miracles to bring the fear of the Lord into the hearts of his people. And the result, they believe the Lord and his servant Moses. Somebody say, teach.
Teach.
Somebody say, teach.
Teach.
Somebody say, teach.
Teach.
Somebody say, teach.
Teach.
God manifests signs and wonders to teach us how to depend upon him for his supernatural provisions in our lives. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What did they learn? They learned the leading of God. They had a new relationship. They learned that there was the ability to be led divinely by God. God led them by the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. They learned that he was a God of protection. The cloud became a covering because it stayed with them for 40 years. It never left them. The fire never left them. The cloud never left them for 40 years. When it went, they went. When it stopped, they stopped. It covered them. It protected them from the elements. It protected them from the heat. God taught them he was a God of protection. God sustained them. He nourished them. He fed them. He kept the clothes on their body. Now I'm telling you that the time has come again in these end times where God will once again be the supernatural provider for his end time people. I am expecting God's supernatural provision for you.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible spiritual journey through the faith series brought to you by SpiritNerds.org. We hope these powerful sermons have touched your heart, expanded your understanding, and ignited a flame of faith within you. Remember, the journey doesn't end here. Continue to explore the depths of faith, seek wisdom, and embrace the transformative power of the gospel in your daily life. Stay connected with SpiritNerds.org for more uplifting content as we strive to be the source of inspiration for millions of Christians worldwide.